News for the Soul begins its 27th year in January 2024. Find out our latest news at newsforthesoul.com.
Next up on News for the Soul today, one of our new shows, brand new out of the gate, still has that new host smell, The Council of Eight with Michelle. Let's bring her on to reintroduce herself, her show, and what's up for today. Let's see if we put her on the board. Michelle, are you there?
Hi. Hi, Nicole. Good morning. How are you?
Hello. Yeah, tomorrow morning where you are.
Time traveling. It is. And thank you for that new smell introduction. That is so funny. I am so incredibly honored. You know, when I hear the introduction of you've been going for 27 years, that is remarkable. And I just want to start off by honoring you. And again, thank you for having me on your show. And I'll try not mess it up or duff it up as best as I can.
Impossible. Yeah, I got to let you know, too, though, we have callers already on the board. I think they're calling in for to ask for channeled messages. Is that something that you're able to do? Okay,
absolutely,
cool.
Absolutely. So what I'd like to start off with is, you know, you'd asked me what I wanted to talk about today, and I'm very happy to go into channeling. But I just wanted to read a little bit about where we are astrologically and just ask everybody who's listening at this moment to just feel into what I'm going to share and what I'm going to read. And this is not my information. This is information that I've have looked into. And, you know, we've just come through, as you know, we're on the, it's a Wednesday morning here in New Zealand. It's a beautiful day. We had this beautiful full moon in Scorpio last night. And I just like everybody to just take a few breaths and just feel into this new way of being. Because often I find that we are so, can be so disconnected from our bodies. And I just like everybody, as I read this, to just feel into their bodies and just notice if there's any sensations that they feel as I read astrologically what's going on. So as we've gone, and you guys would be in, you know, for everybody else who's on the 23rd of April, you would be in the full moon. And it's all about also the current Mercury in retrograde motion and the frequent solar flares to this combination. And I really have been feeling the intensity for me specifically. So again, anybody who's listening, just take a few breaths and feel into this information that I'm about to read. As we energetically clear the old and make room for the new light codes, our bodies and planet Earth societies are physically manifesting this process as well. Not only our nervous system is working nonstop to calibrate itself with ongoing energetic fluctuations, but also our digestive and the lower chakras connected to the Earth are working constantly to adjust themselves to these changes. As we release the old, we may be experiencing fatigue. This is something that I most certainly have been experiencing. You may be experiencing jaw and neck tension, strange vivid dreams, altered sleeping patterns, allergies, flare-ups, digestive disturbances, and a few random body aches. These are part of the process of purging stagnant energetic patterns that may be related to ancient karmic and ancestral loops. At the same time, many people will not be experiencing any of this as they are in a different planetary and personal timeline. This is a long evolutionary process, but this year, 2024, and if you add up the numbers, makes an 8, which is about infinity, will be pivotal for many of us who are choosing the higher and brighter path. And I wanted to read this to everybody because often when we feel disconnected sometimes, and I often hear this from clients because I work really deeply with people who have trauma, even when I channel, the Council of Eight will mention specifically things that are perhaps going on within the body, in a client's body. And often we feel that, and this is what's happened in my process, and I hope by me explaining a little bit that it might help others out there to understand that we are all interconnected. And sometimes, what is ours? What is our trauma? Because there's the intergenerational trauma that comes with us. And then there's also the collective. And I chuckle because, you know, I've been using the analogy how we may feel like we are chickens without heads sometimes. And sometimes that's the disconnect that happens, that in our heads we know that thought is everything, but it's about the emotional body, which we are energy, we are emotions, and our emotions as the humans that we are is where we can feel disconnected, we can feel that we maybe are stuck or we are energetically blocked. So as an example, you know, I with this whole full moon in Scorpio, and I please know that I'm still learning a lot about astrology. I mean, I think there's a continuous learning about astrology because there's so much out there, and you know, sometimes I feel like, what the hell's going on with me, and why am I so tired all of a sudden? Why am I eating like I feel like I'm a mouse in the pantry, continuously going to stuff my face, and I'm like, what the hell's going on, and then somebody will send me something like this, and I'm like, oh, okay, that's what's going on. And it's really tuning into our bodies as we're going through these upgrades. And, you know, for those of you who are perhaps, and I'm sure there's so many of you that are listening that are incredibly attuned or in tune with your bodies. And, you know, for me, this other level of this karmic pattern that's come up in this last week or so, I kind of knew this 2 years ago. I remember meditating. I knew that this is a family pattern that's come up for me. But, you know, when it comes to family for me, it throws me out of alignment, and then I feel like I'm a chicken without a head. And then I've got to bring myself back, and I bring myself back by going to do some cold water plunging or having cold showers. And breath work is so super important. And I know that a lot of people, you know, a lot of us go, oh God, breath work, and maybe some of us are resistant to it because it keeps us, again, you know, not in tune and not present in our bodies. And for those of us who have experienced trauma, you know, it's just another level, it's another pattern, and often myself included, you know, it's like, oh my God, what, there's another level, another layer. Oh, geez, like I've been doing this work for 15 years, and it's like, oh, my soul, there's another depth, there's another level. But if we just look at it as the observer that we are, by being present in our bodies and saying, okay, body, what are you wanting to show me? So even with these solar flares, for me, not only the fatigue, but, you know, again, I sometimes am not too sure what's going on energetically with the planets, but I just feel like sometimes I'm out of my body. And when I'm out of my body, I completely am disassociated, and I talk like nonstop. And it is funny, but it's not funny sometimes for my husband, who's like, he's like, oh my God, I can't keep up. I can't, Michelle, context, I can't keep up. Like, I start with one story, and then I've got 15 stories in one moment, which is 5 minutes later, and then I'm like, just keep up. But it's realizing that when we are so out of alignment, we completely aren't present in our bodies. And it's a very powerful awareness to realize. So with this karmic pattern that I was going through, this family dynamic that's come up for me, you know, I am from South Africa. Most of my family still lives in South Africa. And this whole story had shown itself up. And like I said, I knew this was coming into fruition 2 years ago, but there was nothing that at that time specifically I could do because my mom was passing over and everybody was just in a state of grief, which then can bring up a whole bunch of trauma once again. And now we're here. And I came to realize that by becoming the observer of this whole pattern, of this whole karmic story, I felt more empowered, where I wasn't in it, you know, and I did. I initially, my little girl inside of me went in it because it was like, oh, my God, what do I do with this? I don't know what to do. Then I went for a cold plunge in the ocean, came back into the presence of who I am, and then became the observer. And when we become the observer of ourselves, it's kind of like our body and our energy goes, ah, you know. So I hope this makes sense to anybody who's listening out there, and I hope it makes sense, because that it's really, really, really fine-tuning who we are. And that's why I wanted to start off with these, you know, what's going on astrologically, because I think often, and we don't listen to our bodies, and our bodies are so innate in their wisdom, and we can heal our bodies. Yet for me, I wasn't taught how to heal my body. So this has been a real learning in this karmic pattern and shift that I'm going through. And I feel like a lot of us are going through this energetically, because remember, we are interconnected. We're connected into the collective. And sometimes, you know, we may wake up and go, oh, wow, why are we feeling so heavy? And then we may watch something on YouTube and go, oh, there it is. You know, it may be a connection to being connected to, you know, my oldest brother lives in Israel. And the next minute I heard from somebody that, oh, Mish, is your family okay in Israel? And I'm like, okay, I know the war is happening in Israel. But then I'd heard that there was a whole bunch of bombings that had happened last week. So they just seems like there's this real frenetic energy that's definitely been happening. And I want to say to everybody that is working deeply with their selves and perhaps are becoming more connected and in tune into what is trauma, what is real, and what isn't. Because, yes, this is a game that we're playing. And what you know, I often give the analogy of being on a chessboard. Are we choosing the light or are we choosing the black, the white or the black? And and sometimes, again, I don't even know where the hell I am. Like sometimes I'm like, oh my God, like what the hell is going on? And waking up with this heaviness at times, it may not be all of ours. And I know that this is happening for us in our human selves. And it may feel as if, you know, that sometimes it just takes 5 minutes of breath work, of tuning in, like, okay, body, what do you need today? What do you need right now in this present moment? And you may not get the answer in that moment, you know, but sometimes it's just connecting with somebody, saying to somebody, hey, I just need to speak, or I need to vent, and finding that trusted person that you can speak to that can hold space for you in that moment. And that's been a part of my conditioning, my belief systems, because I grew up in a very frenetic environment, a lot of trauma, and I'm learning to trust myself, and I'm learning to trust others out there that can hold space for me, because trust has been a big one. I haven't been taught how to trust people just due to my upbringing, and it's a real big one, Nicole, because I think that when we're in a traumatized space or trauma state, you know, the very real thing that we want to do is push people away. Like, I've got this, I'm fine. And, you know, those ways of being conditioned, like, it's fine, I've got this. And I'm going to be the warrior of light. I'm going to stand up and I can do this. And, but then there's a very real part of us as an inner child that perhaps just wants somebody to just hold their hands and say, it's going to be okay, sweetheart. It's going to be okay. So I hope I'm making sense with what I'm explaining here. And trauma is very deep, and it has so many levels to it and so many layers. And it's about not judging it. It's about not judging these patterns and these karmic shifts that we're going through, because I truly believe that this is all happening for us. And, you know, and I want to thank you, Nicole, because even last month where everything was just it, like, I feel like a massive solar flare had just went boof, and it just, like,
right.
You know, and you said, you know, you said to me, in your notes, you had said, if you know, if we can't connect, just stay calm and everything will happen. And I tried a few times and I'm like, sure. You know, okay, Michelle, just breathe. And then I thought, wow, I wonder what's going on for you, because to have this massive change happen, how do you stay calm in that moment? You know, do you have any guidance or advice for this?
You know, when it really gets nuts, I'll maybe run around with my hair on fire for a little while, but you got to go through what we've learned, right, to pull ourselves back in. But I appreciate what you've been saying, because, you know, none of us have this all, we're not all perfect doing this, you know, enlightened way. I mean, life happens, and then we've got to apply, you know, what we've learned and experienced and what we know is the real truth, and bring ourselves back and get back on track, you know. And I've noticed, too, you mentioned the moon, the full moons. Man, I've never been affected by them before like I am nowadays. There's some weird intensity to sleeping, especially sometimes just zero sleep every time full moon happens.
Gosh, I hear you. Yes, yes, yes. And it is, you know, and it's when we upgrade in ourselves and ourselves, and we are going through these upgrades and these shifts, so that the connection is so, I want to say, perhaps maybe more intense for a lot of us. And again, I'm going to use words, this is happening for us, not to us, because when we say this is happening to us, we stay in our victim space. And, you know, the reminder is that when we are, you know, working through old layers, old levels of these patterns, these karmic patterns, these traumatic spaces that we've perhaps existed in, is that, and there's so much information out there. There is so much, which I think can also just combobulate a lot of us, you know, because so many of us are seeking information, and then we question, what is true? What is actually real? And that's about just coming back, for me, coming back into the presence of who you are. So even in this old karmic shift, this pattern of this family dynamic that I'm going through, you know, my husband, 2 years ago, I was feeling the intensity of so much of this dynamic. And I had to remind my husband, I'm not the same person that I was 2 years ago, because I was so in the space of grieving my mom and not being able to get back to South Africa and just, you know, everything that was happening in my life at that time. But that's the thing, is we've got to, and I really say this from the truth of my heart, is that we've got to help the others to shift in their old stories, because especially if we in relationships, you know, especially when we've been married or involved with a partner, or living with people that, you know, they may not be or working through or being or feeling this connection to the cycles of the moon. And you know what's interesting about the cycles of the moon and the cycles of ourselves as women, which I've recently just discovered, is that you look at the 28-day lunar cycle. You know, it's part of our period as women, you know, part of what we go through in our menstrual cycles. And also something that I was listening to recently on a podcast was people who are addicted or have alcoholic addictions or drug addictions, they go into rehab for 28 days, which I didn't know at the time. So it's interesting that everything is a cycle, you know, everything has a cycle, and how much can we clear in these cycles, in these phases? And I hear you when it comes to not sleeping. I got to a stage in the last 6 months where I was dreading the full moon. Now we are three Cancerians in our home, and so we water babies. And being South African, my husband and I are incredibly passionate, and we're learning to not be in a state of flux, because we are Joburgers. So Joburgers, we're on, you know, we live in this, we come from a big city. We don't live in a big city anymore in New Zealand. But it's learning to work through those cycles. And just, you know, when I'm lying and I am awake, you know, because being in the full moon, what I do is I just lie on my back, and this is an offering to everybody, again, breath work. So what I do is I just breathe in love, and I breathe out love, and I breathe in love right into the center of my heart, and I fill my whole body up with the space. It could be a word. It could be a color that we – it could be a – most of the times it's a feeling of love for me, but for those of us that – perhaps are in our heads and have had busy days, you know, just breathe in for four, and just breathe out for five and just feel the connection into your heart space. And that eventually gets me to stop tossing and turning. But I did. I really got to a stage where I would tell the moon to just piss off. Like, I just don't want you in my space.
Really. It is interesting, though, about the lunar cycle and how connected that is for us.
Isn't it very interesting? Yeah, it is. And the more we in tune with that, without the judgment of what's going on, and again, you know, there's so much that we know we're interconnected, and if we could just have those, I always say to anybody, just look at the small wins. You know, if you're having what we would call a bad day or not such a good day, or we wake up feeling heavy and we're not too sure why we're feeling heavy, I turn to music and dancing and singing, and I kind of just get my body, I get the funk out of my body. And it might take me 5 minutes, it might maybe take 10 minutes, but I just put music on and I just shake it out. And if I'm irritated or frustrated with myself or with somebody that I didn't, you know, that perhaps didn't, I might have had a conversation that didn't work out the way that I'd hoped or whatever, I just put the music on and I just get it out and I breathe and kind of feel like you're going into the space of like just let it go, you know. Like I always say to anybody, get it out. Do not keep it in the body. And then you will feel, your body will start to feel calmer. And it takes practice, you know, to go, oh, what is this? I'm in a funk. Oh, my God, I'm not enjoying. I'm judging at the moment. Okay, if you have the opportunity, if you can put on music, again, just big breaths and just breathe it out and shake your whole body up, like kind of going into, think of yourself about like you're around a fire. And you're just like, you know, like get crazy. And it may feel weird. And you might find yourself laughing because you're like, you know, kind of just being in that space. And you'll laugh. And that's how we start to just shift. That's how we start to just come back. Because so many of us that are working so deeply on so many levels, and I find that people have forgotten how to have fun. And so, you know, we can get stuck in it. We can get stuck in the depression. And remember, depression is suppression. It's suppression energy that, hence this, you know, me reading this, that we can get stuck in the lower energy centers, the root, the sacral, and the solar plexus. And if we have suppressive emotions in those parts of our bodies, well, you know, that's where we may feel stuck in our hearts. We may feel blocked. We may feel like nothing's aligning. We're not manifesting. And if we can start to create that breath moving through our bodies, man, magic happens. And that's where we start aligning into our hearts. But a lot of times, if we have neck stuff, head stuff going on, it's because the energy sitting in our lower roots, in our lower, you know, our vaginas, our anuses, those parts of our bodies that we may be not even aware of, that we're holding on to suppressive energy. And that's where the intergenerational trauma and the karmic patterns are very connected within. So just try not judge it. Breathe it out. Breathe it through, and see how that works for you. So I hope that's an offering to everybody. And I know that people want to ask questions for the Council of Eight. So I'm just going to ask everybody. Are there still people online?
We should get you to sort of explain, since it's kind of the first time we're doing this with you, to explain who the Council of Eight are and what's going to happen.
Awesome. So I just take a few breaths and bring them through. And they are angelic beings of light and ascended masters who have once walked the earth planes. And what I love about their wisdom is they are funny. They perhaps may laugh at us a lot of times as human beings. And they're teaching us to go back to simplicity. And when I first started channeling, I said to them, you know, like, who are you? Where do you come from? They've shown me that they come from the 15th dimension. And they've often said to clients, it does not matter. What matters is the messages. So they plant seeds They give confirmations a lot of times, and they help us connect into our body. So they will pick up on energy that perhaps is suppressive, that is perhaps needing to be shifted. And they have these tonings over time. They have brought these different tonings through my voice, and it's been quite extraordinary, where sometimes I feel like I'm an opera singer, which isn't me, it's their toning. So they may say, you're holding on to energy that is not yours, or you're holding on to grief, please connect into your lungs. And they will just ask the client to breathe through, and then they will bring a toning. Sometimes it's a chant, sometimes it's a whistle. I never know where we're going to go or what's going to be delivered. But what I love is most of the time, you know, after sessions with clients, they will say, Michelle, I can feel the vibration. I can feel, wow, my cells feel like they're tingling. And remember, we're cellular beings. We're light beings having a human experience. And that's what I love, is they keep it simple. They plant seeds. They sometimes speak about Akashic records for an individual. They speak about past timelines. So as an example, a client a few days ago said to me, they had mentioned to this client that she had drowned in a past life. And she said, oh, my God, Michelle, that made such sense, because she was always scared of going onto a boat, or she was always scared of going into water, into the ocean. So just it's planting seeds, and they give free will. So, you know, they invite questions, and I never know what's going to come through. So I hope that gives a bit of clarification as to who they are. And it's about the resonance. They bring us back into a space of love, and they just want us as human beings to know that they are walking with us on our journeys. I hope that gives the audience a bit of an understanding as to who they are. So I'm going to take a few breaths, and I'll bring them through. And can I assume that we'll just go with questions, Nicole, from listeners?
We'll just go to the first line once the council has arrived.
Wonderful. Okay, I'll see you on the other side. Thank you so much.
All right.
We are so excited to be here today. We, as the collective beings that we are, we thank you for what we may say to many of the humans that are listening here today, including yourself, Nicole, is you may have felt that this year, 2024, is a year of trial and error. And as we say this to you, please notice that many of you will be feeling these old ways of being. When humans like yourself are feeling old ways of being, it is the old that may feel as if you are in a trial. Think of it as being in a courtroom and you are on display. And when we talk about trial and error, we say to you that there is no error in the wisdom of the infinite. There is no error in what is happening for humanity. Many of you now in this moment, in this time, are working through this global reset. And as you are well aware, the information that Michelle was reading to you prior to us coming through is very much about how you are navigating your nervous systems, as you are frequently upgrading. Even in this moment, those that are listening right now are upgrading on a cellular level. And we, as the beings of light that we are, we say to you all, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for riding the waves. Thank you for navigating the new. Thank you for opening up your hearts to receive a new way of being. We are ready for questions. Please go ahead.
All right. Let's go to the first line, 203. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from? 203. This is your moment. Hello, hello, hello. Okay, I'll come back to you later. Maybe you've muted me by accident. 516, how about you? What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, this is Anita from New York.
Hi, Anita.
We welcome you.
You have access to the Council of Eight. They're here and ready for a question.
Oh, okay. I'd love to hear anything the Council of Eight has to say about my upcoming trip and anything about love life.
Hmm. We are smiling right now as we say to you, beloved, that this upcoming trip is a moment of freedom. We ask you, please, as we are noticing in your vibration, that you are noticing our resonance. Please may we ask you to allow your breath to slow down your heart. May we speak truthfully to yourself, please?
Yes.
This, we thank you. This newness, this space of freedom is about you speaking your truth. We are noticing that in your vibration of who you are as the human that you are, that you have not granted yourself much freedom. Would you say this is the fear observation?
Yes.
You have been in doing, 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 doing for far too long, doing for everyone else. And now we say to you, when you question a relationship, it is about yourself and how you see yourself. And now as your heart is expanding and you're not feeling the intensity of the nervousness of speaking up, this is very much a time, may we say, for you to find a way of connecting into nature. Take your shoes off. Walk on the ground. Connect with earth. This is now more than ever a time for you to look in the mirror and see your presence, see your beauty. Notice how it feels to not feel as if you are running everywhere, doing everything at 100 miles per hour. You are ready for the change. Please may we bring a blessing of courage, as we know that even this upcoming trip, you are feeling anxious about it, are you not?
A little bit. I'm excited.
So may we... Excited. Please note that anxiety, excitement, notice how we say it, has the same vibration. Yet it is the thought about the thought about the thought about the thought about the thought that changes the frequency. So please allow this radical change for you. We ask you to please feel into your lower back. And may we please offer you this toning of courage. And please allow, allow, allow through the breath to feel the vibration in your lower back. May we say there is some old stuck energy, emotions connecting to your father. And we bring the vibration of courage. And anyone that is listening right now, please invite the word in courage. And allow your breath to flow freely through your body. And think of being in courage. you are ready for the newness to come. And now it is time to laugh and smile and dance and feel joyous inside. We thank you, beloved. Have we answered your question?
Yes.
You are ready. Look in the mirror. See what you see. Hear what you hear. Feel what you feel. And stay flat-footed on the ground as you are very connected to the galactics. So sometimes, as we notice, you are out of your body. Not good, not bad. Be within. And the change is radical. Next question, please.
All right. Thanks, Anita. Let us know how it's going. And have fun on your trip. We're going to go to an international line next. Looks like a familiar number, so I'm going to take a wild guess and say Bob in Australia, one of our regular callers. Welcome, Bob. How you doing?
Yeah, it's been a while, Nicole. Sorry about that.
I know.
I keep sort of miss. But anyway, I'm here.
You're here now, and you're on with the Council of Eight.
The Council of Eight. Wow. Any insights or guidance you can give would be really good. I'm really struggling with a lot of sort of health issues, and I've decided to, for me, I'm not into the Western medical model. I've had some really bad experiences with that, and so I've decided to treat my conditions through entirely natural means. The process at the moment, I'm just tired all the time, and any reassurance as to whether I'm on the right path or not would be really, really comforting. And you know, like, will I get through this? Will I heal my cancer? You know, like, oh dear.
We welcome you and we thank you for this observation. As you are becoming the observer of your journey, may we say that when we look back in your past, you were not allowed to speak up as a young child.
Yep.
And as you are feeling the intensity in your heart, it is time, as we see it, that you take back your power, which is what you are doing. You are on a journey of change. Yet may we say that when we see and notice and feel into your vibration, you are holding energy in your lower regions, in your coccyx, in your lower part of your spine, and in your liver. There is old anger towards your mother. Would you say this is a fair observation?
I've done heaps of inner child work. My mum was my primary abuser, and I actually thought that I went through a process of sharing stories with my mum and realised that she was only doing her very best. She had a very violent childhood, and all she could do was dump on me what got dumped on her. And so I kind of felt that I'd done that work. But what you're saying about, yeah, I have issues in my lower regions, like prostate cancer, I was told was very aggressive. And my pain in the coccyx was spot on, you know.
We thank you for that. And we say to you, beloved, that we see that coffee enemas would be very suitable for you and your body and your vibration. And please know that even in when one says to oneself, I have done the work, well, you are continuously doing the work, are you not?
Yeah.
You are continuously in a heart space of change. And the heart is in feeling. The heart is supplying to every single organ. So yes, there is old intensity, there is old intensity, there is old intensity, and it is not all yours. It is also due to your father's father and your father's father's father. Do you see how far back it goes? So
yes,
as you allow the breath, please say again.
It is multi-generational, isn't it?
It is within the all ways of all ways. And you humans play out all parts, do you not? You have many different parts to you, yet all the parts are connected. So we would like to offer you right now a cleansing into the liver, a cleansing into the small intestine, and a cleansing into the bowel region. You are walking forward. You are coming out of this. It is the belief of what many others are telling you that you are not. Did you hear what we said?
Yeah, and for me, one thing that's really important that you just said was, for me, feelings are healings.
Correct.
Releasing feelings has been the most powerful tool I've had to use to heal other issues. So, yeah.
Correct. All the time. The time. In every time zone.
Yeah, and
so
I love the way you...
ask you? Yeah. Please go ahead.
Yeah. I love the way you said, I've never heard anybody else say it, but I often say that, always and all ways. So, I've never heard anybody
else
say that.
We thank you. Hence, you are tapping into your innate wisdom. And we would highly recommend, if we may, for you to please stand up when we bring this healing to you. And may we ask everyone that is listening right now to please zone in on the cells of where your discomfort lies. Do you notice how we said this?
Mm-hmm.
The cells where the discomfort lies. And please allow the breath to flow through your throat as you are holding onto a huge amount of responsibility energetically within the base of your spine and the cervical region in your neck. Are we making sense? So the top region, the throat. The throat, the throat, the throat. So notice how we are breathing. And we are sharing with you that the breath is not moving through you. Please allow what Michelle would call those golden tears, beloved. We are all here to love you. You are tired of the pain and suffering.
Yeah.
So as we ask for everyone connected to this timeline, right now, we bring a remarkable healing. Believe it. See it. Move your toes for us. Move your fingers for us. Shake your arms. Shake your legs out. And we bring rapid shift. Shifting beliefs. Shifting beliefs. Shifting beliefs. Shifting the belief of not being enough. Not being enough. Not being enough. Please take your hands, place one hand, your right hand on your coccyx, and your left hand on your lower part of your testicles. And again, command the change right now in this moment.
Yeah.
It is connected into your left eye. Not seeing, not being heard. We see you as a 3 or 4 year old child. So please connect into this young boy. And may we please continue the healing, if we may.
Yeah.
And allow the breath, once again, to flow through you. See it circumventing. See it circulating. Notice what we said. Circumventing. Vent. Vent. Get it out. Get it out. Get it out. Now please allow the light to filter through. It may be a color that you are seeing or noticing. See your toric field circulating. And please notice your interconnectivity with the interstellar. So this, may we say, this time of unsureness is all right now in this moment reconnecting you into a new way of being. Connect with the bees. Spend time in your garden. They will show you. They will guide you. You are ready for the change. And we thank you for receiving today.
Thank you very much. My closing comment would be, I just remembered that everything is unfolding perfectly. I forgot that for a while.
In all ways, beloved, in all ways.
All ways.
You are a delightful human who has so much wisdom. Write your book. Write your book.
I have. I've written 3 books on the gift of depression, and I'm just about to go off. I host a local support group for people that are suffering from depression, and it's aimed at suicide prevention, and it's totally non-clinical, and it's totally apart from any government influence. It's, you know, I fund it, so there's no coercion from any other system other than people just sharing their stories. And I believe that simply by sharing our stories, we help to heal each other.
You are most certainly a gift of light. And we talk about you writing a book, as this is sharing the stories of others.
Yeah.
Please remind Michelle when she comes back to talk about the fascia work and share something with you, as she does not remember when we come through. We thank you, beloved. You are on a path of greatness. We thank you.
Thanks, keep in touch. That was awesome. I felt it over here.
Yeah.
All right. We can do it. One more quickie.
One more question, please.
541. 541. Oh. It's you. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Oh, hello. Thank you for taking my call. It's Nancy from Oklahoma.
Hi,
hello.
Nancy.
Hi.
We welcome you. We welcome you. Thank you. Thank you.
May we
please go straight into what we are seeing for you? We know what you want to ask. May we say to you, beloved, you are no longer invisible.
You
are not the invisible child no longer. You are a beautiful, beautiful, upstanding citizen who has been suppressed for far too long. Your time is now, hence you are... Should we say, could we say, would we say, every single human that uses these words, should, would, could, stays in fear. You are remarkably surprised that Nicole chose you, yet we all chose you. And now we say to you, let go the old way of being. And we are saying this softly, gently, as you are a soft and kind human being. And we notice you. We see you. We feel more than anything else. This is what you needed to hear today. Please do not think that everybody else is connected and that you are not. It is time, as we see it, for you to live your life to the full, to speak truthfully. As you bite down on your words, you bite down on your words. You may as well be a ventriloquist. So speak your no. No, thank you. No, thank you. Do you see how radically in line we say the word? And notice how we said that. Radically in line. When one has had to toe the line, when one has had to stand in line, when one has had to be the example for such a long time, one may feel lost at times. Have we answered your question?
Well, actually, I mean, that was very, very good insight, but I'm having health challenges now, and I was just curious if you have any insight since about the AIDS. I mean, very bizarre health symptoms, and I was curious if you could address that.
Well, in the discussion of what we have shared with you, the health is all got to do with feeling invisible. When one starts to look at the insides of who they are, the inner wisdom, or perhaps have forgotten, as Michelle was discussing today, the different levels of how many humans are feeling the destructive energies at present that are playing themselves out. Hence we said to you, you are a soft and gentle and kind human being. So you feel things intensely, do you not?
Yes.
So it is very much your vibration of working with the emotions of you being 5 to 10 years old. It is time to work deeply. May we say even down to the cord, down to the umbilical cord, of you remembering. You are able to come through this, please know this. Yet may we say, we feel the vibration in your hands and your feet. There is a lack of circulation in your body. Are you aware of this?
Yes, I am.
Your lymphatic, your lymphatic, your lymphatic, your lymphatic, your lymphatic, mm-hmm. your lymphatic, your lymphatic, your lymphatic, your lymphatic. Should we say it again? Your lymphatic, your lymphatic, mm-hmm. your lymphatics. Your lymphatics store fat, yet the lymphatic system is sluggish. So there are different tools out there to help your lymphatic system move, move, move. It is all about human touch. Hence we were talking about you being the invisible child. Are we making sense now?
No, I do understand now, yes.
We thank you. May we please bring a healing to your gut health. Focus on your, there is bacteria in your gut.
Okay.
So please focus on your stomach. And once again, we remind everyone to focus on breath. Parasites, parasites, parasites. Your body is requesting a healing to rid itself of parasites. You are feeling this very intensely within your heart. Are you aware of this?
Yes, I am aware of this. Mm-hmm.
We thank you. We thank you. Please receive this healing and focus on your breath once again and your stomach. We will bring a healing, a toning for a deep, deep, deep depressive state that your mother had felt and your mother's mother had felt for a very long time. Are we making sense? This is not all yours. This is not all yours. This is not all yours. Please allow your attention to be brought into your stomach. There is old, old, old energy, 11 generations back. Ah! We are clearing, clearing. Please allow the breath to flow through you. Ah! This has affected your eyesight too. Ah! There is more work to be connecting into. When you humans talk about the work, it is very much the intergenerational that you are holding on to. Are we making sense right now?
Yes.
We thank you. No more pressure. You put too much pressure on yourself. Yet it is the responsibility that overwhelms you at times. Mm-hmm. Please move your feet. Move your feet. Extend your legs. Let that energy flow through you. Shake your hands. Shake your hands. Shake your hands. And again, please focus on your stomach. There is old anger in your thighs, in your groin. We please ask you to explore that within the human self. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you.
Ooh. With that, I've got to jump in. We're right at the top of the hour. Thanks, Anita, for
thank
calling
you so
in.
Much.
Yeah, you take care and keep in touch. Let us know how you're going. And how do we get, I don't know how to do this, how do we get Michelle back?
She is ready, and we say thank you, thank you, thank you. May we please finish off with a blessing of love to everyone that is listening today. Please focus on your heart. We thank you. We wish you well.
We wish you well.
Namaste, everyone. Oh, hi. Hi, Nicole. Hi, everyone.
Wow.
How did that go?
It went very well. I'm supposed to quickly ask you about fascia.
Oh, fascia. Fascia, fascia, fascia. Okay. Yeah. Wonderful. I'm glad you remind me. So, to everyone that is listening, I follow a wonderful group of human beings, and I give their name out to everybody, called humangarage.com. And they have a 28-day reset, which is for free on YouTube. You can sign up on their website. They have amazing supplements. But they just come from a beautiful heart space, and they work with fascia in the body. So for anybody that is feeling whatever they're feeling, whatever they perhaps are not too sure of, I highly recommend them to everybody. They help our bodies cope with so much that is, you know, that we may be not too sure of. They work deeply with trauma, but they give beautiful exercises, and I would highly recommend them to anybody and everybody. They have such wisdom to share. So please go and check them out. Thank you for reminding me.
Beautiful. Well, we've got about 15 seconds to the stop.
Yeah.
Shameless self-promotion, what have we got?
Yeah, thank you so much. Anybody that wants to join us, the Council of Eight community, it's every Monday morning, New Zealand time, 9 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. It's $17. Anybody wants a one-on-one, please go onto my website, www.michellecarpenter.co.nz. And I look forward to connecting with anybody and everybody. If you feel the calling, let me walk with you on your journey, and let's have fun together while we bring the healing. Thank you, Nicole, for everything you're doing for us.
And thank you for being here today. That was amazing. lots of callers didn't get through, so Michelle will be back. Check the schedule, newsforthesoul.com, and apologies to the other callers. And just a quick note, it's humangarage.net, not .com. So
All right, and we're
into overtime, so we got to cut it. We got another show, but thank you, Michelle. Thanks to all of you calling in, tuning in, and all that, and we'll talk again soon.
Awesome. Thank you so much, everyone. Have a beautiful day wherever you are in the world. Bye, Nicole.
Bye for now.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.